We're now on to a different noise. One of the ways that a klicheres becomes ice klicheres, it doesn't have to break, there could be holes in the klicheres. If the holes are of a certain size that they impede the functioning of the klicheres, then the kli becomes ice kli. Shear klicheres latar, the shear of a nekev in a klicheres that should be nitam tumasoi, it's considered a shvira, is lefi the regular usage of the kli. And then the shiurim are like this. Hosil acholim, a klicheres that's used for food, shiuroi, bezesim, what's called a piece of food falling out. Lamazangan has a small crumb, a hole, and crumbs fall out. No, that's called it doesn't function anymore. It has to be that a decent-sized piece falls out. What's called a decent-sized piece? A kezais. Kezais is already an achilah, similar, a piece of a kezais that can fall out at the bottom. That's already nikiv, but even where it's useless. Ha'osin l'mashkin, if it's used, however, for drinking, for storage of liquid, shiuroi b'mashkin, shiur is when liquid drips out. If you have a water pitcher, and there's a little bit of a leakage on the bottom, that's going to render it ice water pitcher. Ma'ashein kein, if you have a bread box, and it has a little bit of a hole on the bottom, and some crumbs get out, no, it's not ice bread box. The concept is clear. Ha'osui l'kach u'l'kach, something that's made from both, matilin oisei l'chumrei b'zeisim. You go l'achmir, and it's only broken when it's broken b'zeisim, because it still has functionality as a dover ha'osui l'oichlin, even though it can't be used anymore for a mashka. Okay, let's point out a number of important things in this Mishnah. First of all, the Rav says that when a klicheres has a hole that's moitzi k'zeisim, azayis could fall out, so there it's mekabel tumah. What happens if the kli is a big kli that's made for grapefruits? What do I care if it has a hole in it the size of a moitzi zayis? So he says like this. He says we're talking about where the kli was miyuchid for smaller pieces, and mela, a piece falling out defeats the purpose. It's always kli. What would be then if he turns around, even though it has a hole that's moitzi zayis, and is miyachid it for big pieces? And that the Rav defines like this. When you have something which is miyuchedes legroigres ulegoizim, which are grada bigger pieces than a zayis, and then the nekev is b'moitzi zayis, the halach is tahir, because since a piece as big as a zayis falls out, even though you use it for bigger pieces that are bigger, you're going to not use the kli cheres anymore. Unless you go back and you miyachid the kli for rimoinim, which are much bigger than zayisim, they're ready, that's already moitzi it midday, the nekev is not meaningful. Rishonim point out that this shear is only by klicheres. Kli'eitz, or other types of kelim, which have more of a chshivus be'etzem, even if the shear is kemoitzi zeisim, a person is not misyayish losh on the ravid in hasogis, in kelim. Perek yudal it is, the kli'eitz roi letakne ve'enodem perish menu at shinokev kemoitzi rimoin. So the shear over there will always be kemoitzi rimoin, even where it's miyuchid l'zeisim. So by klicheres, the shear is kemoitzi zeisim, even where the kli is used for bigger pieces. Even where the kli is used for smaller pieces, the shear is by a bigger nekev when it comes to kli'eitz. That's the zelu umaze over there. The next important order over here in pshat is he'osui l'mashkin, which we said over simply, but we said over inaccurately, is also the mashkin pashtus means where water could drip out. That's where a person would not find the water pitcher effective anymore, is where the water could drip. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that theoretically, even if there's a little bit leakage on the bottom, a person could put a plate underneath. It's not a big deal. The also the mashkin is where the shear is big enough that water from the outside will get in. Take a water pitcher. If the crack is big enough, not just enough that it creates moisture on the bottom, a little bit of leakage, but if you would put it into another water pitcher, that water from the other pitcher would get in, that's already a big enough leak that it ends the effectiveness of the kli, and that's mafkiyet midei shekabol. Ha'omnom, that by a gistra, the Rishonim bring over here, and we'll see it later on also, that by a gistra, the shear is kim moitzi mashke, why? Because a gistra to start with is not that choshuv. So if it's only leftovers of a kli, even though it has a shek shlatzme over there, the shear of a nekev to be mafkir the shem kli, that'll be less. On the last part of the Mishnah, Ha'osel l'kach l'kach, we explained kipashtus, that since it's still ro'i for a shimush, it's used for solid and for liquid, so it's still ro'ilish solid. So then the halach is that it's not ineffective, it's not ois kli, unless you can't put in solids anymore. L'maisa, when you look at the beginning of Perches and Perktes, we're going to have cases where the other shear is the chumra. That means when you have an osir l'kach u'l'kach, the chumra will be considering it a kli until it's nikiv, when it has a small enough nekiv, but it's kekainis mashka, that will be a chumra, then you're going to go l'chumra that way also. That's harder to understand. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to figure out, does this kli have an effectiveness anymore? So you say, l'maisa, it does have an effectiveness because it could still hold on to solids. So why, if it was going l'chumra, would you say, no. Since it lets out the liquid, even though it's used for solids, so it's not a kli. It seems like because of this, the Rash, ubikvois of the Rav, explained not like the way we just said. We just said it could be used for solid. It is used for solid. It is used for liquid. They explain what we're talking about is it's used for soup. So in the soup, this solid and liquid, picture meat with gravy, picture thick vegetable soup with big pieces and liquid. So it's ineffective because it can't be used for what it's miyuchad. Because l'maisa, if you have a bowl that's used for soup, that has pieces, that has liquid, the liquid is dripping out, don't tell me, but it still holds on to the pieces of carrot. L'maisa, it can't be used for the soup, so it can't be osu l'kach. So the vort is not because it could still be used for something. So some of them explained that if an MS, as soon as there's a hole over there, kakonis mashka, so that's called it lets out liquid, you can't put soup anymore, it's already in this bottle, mitashmishi harishin, that's their raisa. Since the maisa there are salads in it, and it looks like that's the share of a hole, so chachomu with goizer, that's really only a chumra derabbanan. The maisa, the place where the Balei Tosfos talk about is in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Hei, Tzadik Vav. Over there, it's talking about nekivas kli cheres that were used for bishul kachim. So the way we just said is mavur and loshen Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, Tivam Asko Loishonu. And l'maisa, if you look at Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Vav, it sounds fakert. It sounds like there's a tzad that be'emesin, like we pointed out, l'maisa, since the bowl holds on to pieces of vegetable, so mele, it has to be k'moitzes esim this year, not k'koinis mashke. Chazal were machmir, by those cases in Perches and Perktes, where in those cases it's a chumrit to consider it still a kli. Until it's Nifsal and Gansin, Chazal will machen by those cases. So you can go either way, which one's the Sheder Raisa. L'maisa, if you look at Tosfos that we just mentioned, on that side of the K, there's definitely a side over there in Tosfos that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about soup. We're talking about Pa'omim Azoy, like the Pashtus of the way we explained. One very important point over here to point out is you look at the Mefarsh and the Al Yerabba and the Mishnah Achrayna, the Pashtus is that we're talking about a Kli, where the hole is on the bottom of the kli, so mele can't be used. Let's say you have a big enough kli cheres where you could effectively fill it up. There's a hole on the top. So you're right, you can't fill up a heaping bowl of soup because on the top there's a hole. So you'll have a half a bowl of soup. It's big enough that it's called a kli. What's the problem with the fact that it's a hole on the top? The cher, that should be the pashtus. L'maisa, you look the Ramban, the Ran, in Chulin, Daf Nun Hey, because of this point, the Pashtus in the Mishnah doesn't say this. It should be the elementary Hanokah in the Mishnah that we're talking about a Nikiv on the Tachtus Akli, not the Lamalam Akli. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. So they're understanding that no, the hole could even be on the top. L'maisa, the Kli is perfectly effective. So Teretz, they're talking about not where the Kli with the hole becomes rendered Ois Roy Lekabel Tum. It's talking about a Kli that already became Tommy. The hole is not to make it ois kli. The hole is to make a maisa shvira. The Olam will remember the yisoid that we pointed out in the previous perek, where Yitochin, according to Rashi, we pointed out from Rabbeinu Meshulam, a famous Maramachim, where a shvira is a maisa hametayas, not just that shvira sakli renders it unusable. A maisa shvira is a maisa hametayas on kli cheres. That being said, the Maisa Shvira, even on the top, if it's a big enough hole, is a Maisa Shvira. So that's what we're talking about. But if you're talking about a kli legabi roi lekabel tumah, a hole on the top is not relevant. Other rishonim understand, they bring the mufarshim bring that we're talking about where the kli is roi, and now it was punctured, now it has a hole. So in the lechatchila, that kli is not considered roi l'shimush. Maybe what we're talking about is, some of the mafarshim said, we're talking about only a gistro. We're talking about not a kli that was sholem mitchilasoi. The kli was broken. It had a big enough shear that it would be considered still a kli. Now, even with a hole on the top, it's not miyuchid anymore for its shimush, and that's why it's any roi lekabel tumah. Those are the options of how to understand the Mishnah over here. Mishnah Beis. The regular shear of nekev in a kli ches, we just had Mishnah Aleph. The stomius is that if you have a kli that could hold on to different types of, we had before, rimonim and gregris and zesim and egoizim. The stomius is, in the Mishnah Aleph, that if the shear is, it has a neck of kemoitzi zesim, despite the fact that it could still be used for bigger peros, the moitzi zesim itself renders it as kli. That's going to be the third sheet here, but there are two other deos hacholkois. Chovis shiura bigregrois divrei b'shimin. We're talking here about a chovis. The regilus is a chovis you put in gregris and also a geizim. So Mamela Reb Shimon holds that in order to be a nekev, since the kli generally is used for bigger than a zayis size, the shear is not kemoitz zayis. The shear is bigregris. So Yehuda Oimer be'geizim, even though it could still be used for rimonim, no, once it has a hole, the size of an ego is there, you're not really going to use it. Remeir oimer b'zeisim. Once it can't be used comfortably for a variety, memela, a person is mevatlet mishem kli, even though it can be used for bigger, and even though the regils is used for bigger, but that's it, doesn't have the shem kli anymore. In the Al-Yurabba from the Gro, it would sound like egoism are bigger than gregers. But it doesn't sound that way from the Rash. The Tosafta speaks it out Mufurish, that the shear over here is Badroga, Reb Meir is the Mekel. The middle sheet, the sheet of Yehuda, is more Machmir. The sheet of Hayoisa Machmir is Reb Shimon. And the understanding is that Roiv the Shimush, the Rash brings examples from Sugas Hashas, is that a Chovis is used for Gregus, therefore that makes sense. Reb Yehuda holds Afilohochi Lemaisa, it's not used comfortably for a variety, even though it could still be used for that. And Ramei is even more Mekel. We added a Knech in Mishnah Aleph that since the Zayis is the stomach d'achil, the Pshazah can't hold on to pieces of food. So it's a word in the stomius of Eichel. So even though there are bigger fruits, but Lamaisa, it's not Roy anymore for Kol Eichel. Tezion says he doesn't understand the Machlekes exactly. Also, to compound the difficulty, Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vavam Veiz is Mufurish that if you had a Kli Miyuchid L'Rimoinim, so then it's not nita until it's nikiv kemoitzi remainim, which is a bigger size. That means if you have a kli miyuchid for remainim, it needs the size of its functionality. So why don't you say the same thing by gregus, egoizim, zeisim? Maybe the word is that since the stomach the chavis, the way the Rash shows from Sugis Hashas, is for gregus, so then that becomes the stomach the shir. That's how we understand shittas. Shitzub Shimon. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir Mechadish this word that a stomach de chovis also have shimush of egoizim. And like we said, Zesim has a certain chshivus because that's a shear of oichel. Rimonim is already something that's not usual. A kli that's mishamish for rimonim is something that's used for larger size. So there you already were moitzi it miyad the regular kli. So there, in order to make it ice kli, it has to have the unusual, it has to have a nekev kidei rimonim. But that's a general kibbutz. The fascinating Mar Mokum over here that's worth saying over. The Rav, the Tosis Yom Tov, comes from the Rambam, Paskins in this Machlekes like a Yehuda. Why? So Tosis Yom Tov says, because we have a clown, Shas. The Halacha is like a Yehuda over Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Whenever you have Machlekes in these three Tanoim, the Halacha is like a Yehuda. They bring a Raya over here, the Tesiyamtu is Mitzayin, it's not like Marik. Marik says something very, very interesting. He says that all these, the halachas that we have klolim to Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan over Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yehuda, over Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, is all halachas that are noig bizman hazeh. Not halachas that are not noig bizman hazeh. Kiva Ega over here brings also a Magen Avrom, that's Mitzayin, like Abi Tesiyamtu, also not noig bizman hazeh. So Rabbi Chanan and Kev Chum Bava Basa Tov Tzadik Tes explains, what's the machlokes? Machlokes like this. Did Chazal have a klal that we accept Rabbi Yehuda as the more authoritative psak? Be'etzem, we hold his right? Or we nemdon that Rabbi Yehuda is namitius whenever there's a machlokes? Or no? Has nothing to do with what's right or wrong in the sugya. It has to do with who's the poisik that we're going to follow halacha l'maisa. So for whatever reason, Chazal decided to define Rabbi Yehuda as the poisik achron amongst these tanoim, who, by the way, are the talmidim, gedolei talmidim of Rabbi Kiv. Rabbi Yehuda is the Baal Samcha in psak halacha. In psak halacha means what's negeta halacha l'maisa. So some that's not negeta halacha l'maisa, you don't have that klal. That's the machlokes here. Now the Mishnah continues. Halafos vakdera. Lafos, we said, is really called an alfis, which is a frying pan. Kdera is a regular pot. These are kalim that are used for cooking food. Shi'uron bezesim. So this is really the thing that we had before in the Mishnah. They're used for eichel and mashkid together. The shi'ur is kemaitzi zesim. Hapach v'hatvi shi'uron b'shemen. Hapach, we all remember from the Chanukah story, hapach shemen. Yaakov Avinu was chozel of pachim ketanim. It's a common kli b'mei chazal, but it's something with a wider spout. Tfi miloshin tipin is also something that's used for shemen, but it dribbles out a little by a little bit. That's why it's called a tfi. The shiuron is b'shemen, which means is the size that shemen could be nichnas b'toyche, koine shemen. Same way we pointed out before, by water, by a water pitcher. It's not kemoitzi mayim, because you can put something underneath to contain the whatever leaks out. But what the shear is kekoinis mayim. Over here also it's kekoine shemen. The atzartzur, we had a tzartzur before, it's a pitcher for water or to pour water on something. And it has a cover which has holes in it. Shiuroi in the kli itself b'mayim. Again, not kemoitzi mayim, kekoinis mayim. Reb Shimon Omer, shloshton, these three things. L'chor, he's going on pach, tvi, and tzartzur. All three of them bizaroinim. And it has to do not with the liquid in question, either shemen or mayim coming into the kli, but it has to do with zaroinim, seeds. Makesha. What the Mefarshim says like this, Rav of the Shimush of these three Kalim is for water or shemen. Therefore, the shear is Kekoinis Mayim or shemen. Reb Shimon says, once in a while, Miut HaShimush, they would use for Zarenim, for seeds. Seeds are bigger than liquid. So we're talking over here about the size of a seed, not Kekoinis Zarenim, but Kemoitzi Zarenim. Confusion Losh in the Mishnah. Now, what's a Pella, all the Mefarshim Tumul over here is then the shear of Kekoinis Shemen, Kekoinis Mayim. You would ask any of us, we would say that Kekoinis Shemen needs a bigger hole because Shemen is thicker than water. So water is easier to get out and in. For some reason, you look at the Rav, the Rash, the Rosh, they learn that the shear of Kekoinis Shemen is smaller than Kekoinis Mayim, Tzapela. Mefarshim Gedolim Uktanim, from the Melech HaShlem and down, all ask. They have a Yerushalmi Mufurish. That's what it sounds like. Shver Maisa. Nobody understands the Metzias. Maybe somehow the Kekoinis is different than Kemoitzi. The Kemoitzi Zicha, water dribbling out, needs less of a crack than Shemen, but somehow absorbing? Not clear. Mission continues. Ner Shi'uroi B'Shemen. A Ner, most of its usage, a Ner that's made out of Cheres, was used for Shemen. So therefore it has to be Kekoinis Shemen. Reb Lazar Oimer B'Pruta Ketana. It's a Chiddush. Again, a miut shimush was to put in coins into this cheres. Maybe it was a good hiding place. So because of that, the hole's going to have to be a lot bigger. L'chumra, because of miut shimush. Reb Lezer sounds similar to what we just had from Reb Shimon, legabe yayin v'shemen and zaroinim. Ner shenitol piv. Again, a ner which you use for a wick with oil. The edge of it, the chelik that's machzik sapsilo, was cracked off. The shaladoma is a ner that's not a finished product because it wasn't put into an oven and hardened. Shehusak piv, that lamaisa was heated up, papsilo tohor. What does this mean? Mishnah puts in, once we discuss the Ner Shenitl Piv, the Iker where you put in the Psilo, the place where the wick goes in, is broken off. It's not functional anymore, so it's Tahar. So Shel Adoma, he's saying like this. Kli Adoma means it's not a final earthenware product. So it's not a Kabbal Tum at all. What would you say if the Kli itself is not hardened, but the Piv, which is the functional part, was Nisraf, and it was hardened? So then maybe it turns into a Kli. The Mishnah says no, that be'etzem it shel adama, the fact that if the piv is taken off, it breaks, because that makes it dysfunctional, doesn't take away from the fact that the etzem kli is the ner, the entirety of the ner cheres, with the piv. So if the ner cheres is not hardened, only the piv is hardened, that doesn't make it royal lekabel tum.